This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Thousands of mourners streamed through a church in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, today to view the casket of George Floyd, the African-American man whose death in police custody sparked renewed protest against police brutality in cities across the country and in other parts of the world. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute. He told reporters outside the church that he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform. He said Floyd has not died in vain and vowed that his life will be a living legacy in the way that Texas and the entire country responds to his death. The funeral will take place on Tuesday. He'll be buried at the Houston Memorial Gardens Cemetery. Memorials were held last week in Minneapolis, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where Floyd was born. Also Monday, Derek Chauvin, the white officer who was filmed pressing his knee against Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes before his death, made his first court appearance since the charges against him were upgraded to second-degree murder. Chauvin said little during Monday's brief hearing at a Minneapolis court as he appeared on closed-circuit television from a maximum security prison. His next appearance is set for June 29th. The U.S. economy is in a recession. It's an economic research group that declared the results on Monday, marking the end of the longest economic expansion in history. A committee with the National Bureau of Economic Research, which makes such determinations, said the recession began in February. The organization said the U.S. gross domestic product fell at a 4.8% annual rate in the first 3 months of the year. Unemployment skyrocketed from 3.5% in February to 14.7% in April. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Congressional Democrats called for the biggest overhaul of the country's policing laws in decades on Monday. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is demanding tough law enforcement. Democrats have scheduled hearings beginning on Wednesday in the House of Representatives. They hope to pass what they are calling the Justice in Policing Act of 2020 by the end of this month. To become law, the bill would also have to be passed by the Republican-controlled Senate, where a hearing on policing is scheduled for next week. The Democrats are aiming to broaden police accountability, track problematic officers through what they call a National Police Misconduct Registry, and end the practice of transferring military equipment to police departments across the nation. Past congressional attempts at police reform and gun control legislation have failed. The extent to which Republicans might join the effort to approve policing reforms is unclear, but Congressman Kevin McCarthy, leader of the minority House Republicans, says he believes the two parties can find common ground. Meanwhile, the city council in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where George Floyd died while in police custody, has announced it's planning to eliminate its municipal police force. And the mayors of two of the most populous U.S. cities, New York and Los Angeles, say they will cut police funding in favor of more community programs in impoverished neighborhoods. Construction workers in Paris have begun again to work on the Notre Dame Cathedral, which suffered extensive fire damage in April 2019. The coronavirus outbreak caused the suspension of work rebuilding the centuries-old church in March. Last year's fire burned through the roof and destroyed the spire. But the main bell towers, the walls, and most of the ceiling survived, as well as many of the relics inside the church. French President Emmanuel Macron has said he hopes the cathedral will be restored and ready for visitors again by 2024. That's when Paris is scheduled to host the Summer Olympic Games. New York City began a gradual restart of its economy on Monday, 3 months after shutting down all but the most essential businesses in order to contain the coronavirus pandemic. Mayor Bill de Blasio called Monday a powerful day. He was speaking at an outdoor news conference at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. De Blasio said he expects between 200,000 and 400,000 workers will start returning to their workplaces in the construction, manufacturing, wholesale supply, and retail sectors. Local hospitals also have been given permission to resume elective surgeries. The city of 8.6 million has been one of the hardest hit anywhere in the world. There have been more than 200,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the city and nearly 22,000 deaths attributed to it. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.